I am not throwing away my shot. I am not throwing away my shot. Hey, yo, I'm just like my country. I'm young, scrappy, and hungry, and I'm not throwing away my shot. I'ma get a scholarship to King's College.
The most talked about piece of musical theater, heck, theater in general around the world, is Hamilton. The show had to end here in the city back in the spring of 2020 as the pandemic moved in. A lot of tears around that time, but after years of missing it here in Toronto, the groundbreaking show is back at the Princess of Wales Theatre now until August 20th, extended long past its original closing date of mid-May. It is without a doubt a cultural juggernaut. The book, the music and lyrics by Lin-Manuel Miranda, Hamilton, is the story of America then, told by America now, featuring a score that blends hip-hop, jazz, R&B, and Broadway sounds. It has taken the story of American founding father Alexander Hamilton and created a musical that has had a profound impact on politics, education, and has perhaps changed theater going forever. It has won Tony, Olivier, and Grammy Awards and the Pulitzer Prize for Drama. The Toronto Engagement features one of the three North American touring companies, this one known as Aunt Peggy.
Pardon me, are you Aaron Burr, sir?
That depends. Who's asking?
Oh, well, sure. Sir, I'm Alexander Hamilton. I'm at your service, sir. I have been looking for you.
I'm getting nervous.
Sir, I heard...
Joining us in the studio, a performer who simply eats up the stage every second he's on it here in Toronto, Donald Weber Jr. on Broadway. He's performed as both Alexander Hamilton and Aaron Burr. He also took part in the Puerto Rico staging. He spanned the musical decades as a star in both Motown the Musical and Holler If You Can Hear Me. And the list goes on and on. Born for this, Jersey Boys, you've seen him on television in Marvel's The Punisher, The Wiz Live on NBC, and the very hot streaming series Severance, which I'm about to watch. He's also very well equipped on social media, from Twitter and Instagram to TikTok and Discord. It is a real pleasure to have Donald Weber Jr. here at the Oasis and the New Classical FM.
Awesome. Thank you for having me. Oh, man.
Great to be with you. How's the city treating you? Missing Southern California? What's going on?
You know, can I be honest with you?
I know you will be.
Okay, listen. When we got here, here's a little context. We just came from 3 months in a little place called Hawaii.
Right.
Honolulu.
Come on.
And
unfair.
It was, yes, unfair.
Aloha.
Because we spent a lot. Yeah, aloha, guys. We spent a lot of time in cold cities. We did Salt Lake City. We did Denver. You know, we needed Hawaii. And when we got to Toronto, it was a big shift in weather.
They say, you know, they say it's good to dip yourself into really cold water and then jump out real quick. That's kind of what you did.
Well, yeah, except the dip, we never stopped dipping. It's so
it's warm.
Cold
it's
here.
Warming up.
Today, it's warm. Okay. Honestly, it's truly remarkable to be here. When I was listening to you, back in 2020, when the show was going to be here originally, that was not going to be our company. That was going to be a different company because we, at that time, were in San Francisco. I just think about the time before. The time before the pandemic, man, so much has changed. One of the biggest changes for me is actually shown so deeply and reflected like highly in our show. There's a moment where my character, Aaron Burr, gets to sing the song Dear Theodosia.
Yeah.
To his brand new daughter. His first line is, Dear Theodosia, what to say to you? I don't even know what to say to you.
Yeah.
Well, I had that experience during the pandemic. My son was born and it was like, whoa.
Changes the game.
It changes the game, man.
Yeah.
That's like one of the small things that I'm excited about being here in Toronto because, you know, if we had done the show in 2020, that idea of like saying something to your son for the first time, or in Burr's case, his daughter for the first time, only existed in like this weird abstract kind of thing you do as an actor.
Sure.
Where you go, oh, I think I know what this feels like.
Right.
And you make it work. You be a good actor. But then there's something else that happens when you actually know that feeling.
Well, there is something about not only a child and the idea of a child, but the selflessness it takes to raise a child. And that all goes into that emotion that you pack into that performance, right?
Yeah, man. I think that's also, too, like you said, the selflessness of it, of raising a child and being in a different country while doing that and performing and trying to still give all of myself out there on the stage while knowing I want to give all myself to him.
Yeah.
You know, and also to my wife and our relationship and, you know, all these things that are so complicated as human beings trying to like understand in your brain.
Well, it's all these different dreams. Right?
Yes, man. And so you just do it.
Take us back to 2016. That's when you start doing this production, and I don't think it starts as Hamilton.
No.
And Aaron Burr. Lin-Manuel Miranda has really just given up the stage at that point, and suddenly you're there. I mean, talk about that transfer in time.
Yeah. Oh, absolutely. No, I was lucky enough to be one of the first replacements in New York on Broadway.
Right.
And when I came in, I was still, you know, kind of coming in with a lot of the original company members. And so nightly, like, there was this excitement, this buzz. When people would make their first onstage appearance, you know, there'd be applause. Yeah. You know, do you remember those sitcoms where, like, the famous person comes in and the audience applauds?
Of course. Who can forget those?
It was that every night. Well, my first performance in New York was actually the same night. We call it the infamous night when Mike Pence came to the show. I mean,
there's a famous night, I think, with another politician, and then an infamous night with another politician.
Oh, boy. Yeah, we had a lot of those, you know. But like, that's the cool thing about Hamilton, man. It was like everybody wanted to be in the room.
Right.
Everybody from, you know, your next door neighbor to.
Well, that's the funny thing. I've mentioned just this past week, I saw it last week, and I mentioned it to three random people from all different walks of life. Every one of them was like, really? You saw it? Oh, I got to get tickets. Oh, I went 5 years ago, but I really want to see it again. It's just the excitement has not leveled off at all. It's just, it continues to go.
I got to tell you, as an actor, man, that is the coolest thing.
Yeah.
To walk into your job knowing that this is somebody's anniversary gift. This is somebody's birthday gift. I know I'm blessed and I'm lucky to have been working in Hamilton this long, to have seen this for so long. But man, it never gets old hearing someone come up and say, oh my God, I've been waiting for this show forever and I finally got to see it tonight. Yeah. And you were my Burr. I really enjoy that.
Was Miranda kicking around at that time when that transfer over, or was he just this elusive figure?
No, he was there. He was across the street grabbing pizza and stopping by the theater and saying, hey,
right,
to the new folks, to us, who were all just like, you know, hi, it's Lin, oh my God, you know. But no, it didn't start as Hamilton and Burr. It started as in the ensemble, and I had some covers. I covered some folks, and everything just kind of happens for a reason, right? They needed an extra Hamilton cover.
Right.
And I got the ask if I'd be interested, and would I be interested? Are you kidding me? Give me the script. Are you kidding me, guys?
Right.
Next thing I knew, I'd played Hamilton 100 times on Broadway. I think it was another situation where I kind of got lucky, and they needed a Burr cover for 4 shows.
And obviously you had a whole lot to offer, so that's nice. You know, brought it to the table. So
my mom used to say, if you stay ready, you ain't got to get ready.
That's right.
Dear Theodosia, what to say to you? You have my eyes, you have your mother's name. When you came into the world, you cried, and it broke my heart.
If you are just joining us, Donald Weber Jr. is here, star of stage and screen, currently at the Princess of Wales Theater, performing the role of Aaron Burr in Hamilton. Tickets at Mervish.com and running through August, of course. He's part of this group who is deciding the future of America, moving away from English rule, along with Jefferson, Washington, and Hamilton. You've played Hamilton and Burr on stage for this. What's at stake at this moment in history? Why is it so compelling in the political jousting here that we see on stage?
Yes, that's what I love. Young, scrappy, hungry, they're kids, 19 years old, who have said, we've had enough under someone's rule, under someone's thumb. They were like, no, you guys, wake up, rise up.
Right.
That's what's so exciting to me about it.
And tough to do with huge consequences.
Oh my gosh, man. I mean, we're talking like
duels in streets.
Duels in streets. Let's defeat these guys because they don't know what they're doing. They have no right to be in our lives and all this, you know.
And as an audience member, that tests our level of courage.
Yes.
Because we're saying, would we be able to rise to that challenge?
What can we do? Yeah. Or what would we have done if we were there?
Right.
Would we have been the guy in the bar who like looks at these kids and goes, oh, they're all drunk? Or would we be the guy who goes, no, these kids know what they're talking about. Let me join them. Or are we more like Burr, which is like Robert's rules of order, basically? You know, there's a way we need to do this.
Right.
That can keep everybody alive.
Keep everybody safe.
Keep everybody safe.
Keep the political fire roaring. Yeah.
There's a way we can do this. And I think Burr maintains that throughout the show, which is what I really enjoy about playing him. You know, I think these guys, our founding fathers, they wanted something for the future. And it's really hard not to put myself in those shoes. I really, especially when I think about my son, right? There's so much that has happened in America
right.
that I wish were different.
Yep.
And I think if I had the power to change it, how would I do it?
Right.
That's what drives me nightly, because that's what these guys actually had. They weren't just some like, you know, oh, we're just going to, you know, watch the news and hope it changes. No, these were the policymakers. These were the guys who were going to shape what we now know would be years and years, hundreds and hundreds of years of policy that we're still abiding by today.
And grappling with. And you know? Interesting, too, I was noting that Aaron Burr, the character you play, his name came up with the pundits last week, actually, as a former vice president who later would be arrested for charges that he and others alleged were a plot against him.
Yeah.
Sort of felt like some familiar ground.
Yeah.
There.
You know what I'm saying?
A man getting arrested, you know, sort of looking at the world around him. And
yes.
So I thought that was kind of funny.
And how can, and so, like, you know, that's what's cool, man.
Yeah.
When you're sitting in the audience knowing that,
yeah,
having just read that, you know, there was a period of like maybe 5 months where every single night, the line, and when I meet Thomas Jefferson, I'm going to compel him to include women in the sequel work. I mean, roars
right
from the audience. Whatever was happening outside of the show that day was influencing the audience and influencing the show in a way that it just doesn't do somewhere else. You
pretty
know?
Pretty energizing when we can look back at history and have it make all these parallels to where we're at right now and, yeah, and look at how things have changed and how they haven't. And now here you are, 2016, 2023, and do you see yourself continuing this for a while, or where's your head at with this?
You know, I don't know. You know, the actor part of me goes, I'm sure there's something else.
Well, there is.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And there's something else I want to bite my teeth into. I want to sink my teeth into.
But you're really good at this.
Dude, I tell you what, I love doing this because it allows me to kind of like flex a little bit.
Yeah.
That's one of the things, man. It's like Hamilton, there aren't a lot of roles where I look and I go, I see myself immediately. There's a lot of roles that I can place myself for sure. Or, you know, if a director wants to take a chance and have it look a different way than I think audiences are used to seeing it, that's, you know, that's there. But there was never really like, this is a role that is, up until this point, has pretty predominantly been played by Black men. And it does all these things.
Yeah.
You've got everything from the highest joys to the depths, the saddest remorse. This is Shakespeare. Being able to do Shakespeare for 7 years, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
That's a gift, man.
Of course.
So, you know, I'm not going to look at it and be like, ah, I'm getting out of here. No, man. Every night I'm there. You're going to see me there.
I love it. Present.
Yes,
but
sir.
Keeping the eyes and ears open for whatever might, you know, who knows?
Know,
who
know?
Knows? Donald Weber Jr., just a real pleasure to have you here. I love your spirit and love watching you on stage. Thank you, man.
Thank you.
The phenomenon of Hamilton continues on stage at the Princess of Wales Theater through August 20th. Mervish.com for tickets. Here with the Oasis. That's our look at arts and culture.
Alexander Hamilton. My name is Alexander Hamilton. And there's a million things I haven't done. But just you wait, just you wait.
When he was 10, his father split, full of it, debt-ridden. 2 years later, see Alex and his mother bedridden, half-dead, sitting in their own sick, the scent thick.
And Alex got better, but his mother went quick.
Moved in with a cousin, the cousin committed suicide, left him with nothing but ruined pride. Something new inside, a voice saying,
Alex, you gotta fend for yourself.
He started retreating and reading every treatise on the shelf.
There would have been nothing left to do for someone less.